spindle. Bright days of blue sky and crisp air have arrived at last. Between sunny spells and showers, rainbows and gladdening light, October is unfolding its wonder. Rough fields and hilly pastures are turning golden. The leaves of birch trees are letting go of summer's green and softening to yellow. The amber leaves of rowan trees are showing off the brightness of their big, bold, crimson-coloured berry clusters. Rambunctious thorny hedges are revealing unpredictable palettes of rich burgundy and reassuring shades of russet. In the tangle of hawthorn, mottled leaves mingle with dangling haws, while blackthorn holds its dark sloes close among its thorny branches. And here and there, a spindle tree shines out in all its autumn glory. For most of the year, spindle trees are subtle and understated, never growing too tall nor taking up too much space, just carrying on in their own contented way. A good tree, euonymus by name, considered lucky by some. In spring, their gentle flowers are small, petals a green-hued white, just enough to draw in the pollinators that they need, but never especially conspicuous. But when autumn equinox has passed and the Earth's axis is tilted from the sun, solar energy subdued, this is when the culmination of colour bursts through and spindle takes the spotlight. Their leaves take on the deepest of reds, combining crimson and fuchsia in a feisty celebration of pigmentation. Once you know the characteristic red of a spindle tree in autumn, it becomes impossible not to see them here and there, among ancient hedgerows and woodland edges where they grow. The pigments that now colour their leaves, fiery red anthocyanins, are produced especially for this time of year, to protect the leaves from crisp, cold, sunny October days. Their brightness also acts as a lure to draw in the birds that are needed now to midwife the spindle seeds. Gone is the subtlety of summer. Spindle berries are a riot of colour. Their skin is the brightest of bright magenta pink, and they are shaped like bulbous stars. These pink and star-shaped berries have four adjacent chambers, each opening through a side valve to release the seeds inside when ripe. The seeds that pop out are vivid orange. This colour combination of glowing pink and orange is guaranteed to entice the robins, blackbirds and song thrush, for whom the colour is presumably intended. Like all seeds, these sturdy orange spheres contain all the materials and instructions to make a new tree. But realising such a future depends on being eaten first, then pooped, then landing in a suitable spot to sprout. To help in this endeavour, each seed is loaded with oils to help nourish the seedlings, a necessary boost before they manage their first taste of photosynthesis. These same oils were once valued by our ancestors, harvested and concocted into soap. Both the pink star-shaped fruits and the bright orange seeds inside are poisonous for us to eat, but the birds who gobble them seem to suffer no ill effects, the seed passing through undigested and intact. Spindle gets its name from spinning spindles, or perhaps it is the other way around. The wood is fine-grained, pale and firm, perfect for making the spindles used for spinning fibres. Throughout its native range, from Ireland to Azerbaijan, spindlewood has been used for making spindles since at least the Neolithic age. All through medieval and modern times, spindle was the wood of choice for spinning. Millennia of spinning spindles with tapered ends, teasing out fibres of wool, flax and hemp, twisting and winding round and round the spindle core, spinning the yarns for woven cloaks and blankets, skirts and coats, all the textiles that have clothed us through the ages. A more mystical take for this characterful little tree is its association in folklore and legends with the sun. Perhaps the luminous reds of spindles' autumn leaves and the vivid pink and orange of their fruits and seeds evoke the colours of the rising and setting sun. Just as the might of solar rays are waning through the autumn, spindle alights to remind us of the ever-present power of the sun.